We don't have this feast on Sunday every year, the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. I'm guessing it only happens every seventh year. And so this is an opportunity for us to reflect on these two great saints' foundation of the church. Saint Peter is often spoken of as the apostle to the Jews and Paul apostle to the Gentiles. That's a bit unfair because both of them worked both ways. But still, it's kind of the two pillars upon which the church is built. One is the tradition and the whole Old Testament, the law and the prophets and everything, all that foundational stuff that Peter sort of stands for and gets us in touch with. And the other is reaching out and going beyond and going into the future and testing the waters and pushing the edge of the envelope, and that's Paul. Going out to the Gentiles for whom it was always believed there was no salvation, and yet they are brought into Christ's church just equally with the Jewish Christians. And the readings that the church gives us for this solemnity are say several things of interest. One is St. Paul says, and he's writing from prison, he's near his final hour. He's going to be martyred in a short time. And he says, my life is being poured out like a libation. And that's an interesting metaphor. In pagan religions, when they offered offerings to the gods, one of the ones they offered was wine, and they would pour it out on the ground. So you take this precious commodity and you waste it, you know, by just pouring it on the ground, which is a way of saying, I am so in love with you that I would waste something precious. It's a similar thing to sending people flowers. You know, there was a movement about 20 or 30 years ago, let's just use artificial flowers, silk flowers, because the fresh ones, they always wilt in a few days. But isn't that the point? I care enough about you, I care enough about your loss, that I would waste a lot of money on something that's going to wilt in a few days. It's a nice gesture. So Paul is saying, that's the gesture that my whole life has been. I've spent my life being poured out as a sacrificial offering. Well, we talk about that often here in the Eucharist. We memorialize the sacrifice of Christ, the pouring out of his blood for us and for our salvation, but we're invited to lay ourselves on the altar and be sacrificial also. So there's something about Christian life that's always a laying down of life. It's always a letting go, a making ourselves vulnerable. It's always sacrificial. It's being poured out like a libation. And there are times when we look up to God and say, this is one of those days, isn't it? My life is being poured out like a libation. Some days feel more sacrificial than others. But it's always true. And that story in the gospel is wonderful. You are Peter, and upon this rock, taken from the Greek word petros for rock, on this rock I will build my church. There's a kind of a temple reference here. Jerusalem, of course, is built on a huge rock mountain. And so the rock of Zion was the very place where the temple was built. And that, in ancient times, was believed to be, that rock was right over the passageway down to hell. And that rock kept hell from coming up into our lives and into our world. It's like a cap. And so Jesus intentionally uses that language with Peter. You are like a stone that is keeping the netherworld, hell, from breaking into our world. So the church is that. The church is a rock that holds evil away from our lives. It's a safe place for us. And of course, that's like everything. It doesn't always feel so safe. Sometimes it feels more safe than others. Sometimes we're still afraid of the underworld, despite our membership in the church, despite the Eucharist, all those things. And yet, ultimately, we are protected. And not just protected by God, but by Peter. So another thing he says to him, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And that's a reference to an Old Testament notion that kings had a head steward, and that steward was sort of second in authority to the king himself. And he had the keys to the king's private chamber, his private audience hall, where he would meet people. And he wore those keys on his shoulder as a sign of his office. He was the only one who could open that room. Well, so Peter is that which keeps hell from breaking up, but he's also the keys that bring us into heaven. It's both and. And so we glory in the church. We're grateful for Peter and Paul. We're grateful for this apostolic foundation. And it's good for us to reflect now and then on what that means for us today. That these two saints are not just people to be remembered historically, but to be remembered in prayer, to be remembered faithfully. They both died in Rome. There's a sense in these readings about rescue. The responsorial psalm, the angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him. And in that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter is rescued from prison. When Peter was arrested shortly after James was murdered, everyone around him, including him, figured, okay, now he's going to go the same way as Christ. He's going to be tried unjustly. He's going to be crucified. It's all going to happen in the next day or so, just like it did with Christ. But for some reason, God didn't have that plan. So God releases his chains, leads him out in this trance-like experience, out into the city, rescues him from that. Eventually, he's going to die anyway. But he had a number more years that the Lord wanted to use him sacrificially for the church. That the building up of the church, the foundation of the church, is not just in a day, but it's in a lifetime. And so Peter spent many more years laying down his life, and then ultimately in Rome is crucified along with Christ. And Paul was beheaded a few weeks later. Whether they knew each other in Rome or not, it's likely, but they may not have been in the same prison. They didn't die a martyr's death on the same day or in the same place. And the church honors those two events by two different churches there in Rome. St. Peter's Basilica, of course, honors St. Peter, and the altar in St. Peter's is built directly over the tomb of St. Peter. I don't know how much you know about this, but you know, there was a chariot track. If you remember the movie Ben-Hur, where they're going around this pyramid, obelisk, and they're racing around this track, that's where they used to martyr Christians, and that's where Peter was martyred. And of course, they had no particular love for those people, obviously, so they just kind of threw them in mass graves off to the side of the track, outside the arena. But people so revered Peter, even in that time, that they pulled his body out of the rest and buried it in a special place. And then a few centuries later, they built the first St. Peter's Basilica in Constantine's time, and they built the altar right over that tomb. And it's still there to this day. And the other church that honors St. Paul is St. Paul Outside the Walls. And again, the bones of St. Paul are believed to be buried directly under the altar in that church, St. Paul Outside the Walls. It's good for us to know that history. It's good for us to make that connection. We're a long way from Rome, and yet it's right here. We're a long way from Peter and Paul and those events, and yet they're alive for us now. And we are present to them as they are present to us.